There are so many statements we just believe. Some because we want to.
Some because we just never questioned them.
We'll look at some of those statements today. And then for each one, we'll tell you
why it's a lie.
In another packed program, goldfish have a 3-second memory. Getting a flu shot can give you the flu. And men think about sex every 7 seconds. For each of the statements, we'll tell you... I was thinking about doing it again. Goldfish only remember things for 3 seconds. Huh? Try 3 months. Yeah, it's true. Goldfish have a memory span of at least 3 months and can distinguish between different shapes, colors, and sounds. Just like you would train your dog by using positive reinforcement, goldfish can be trained to recognize and react to light signals of different colors or to perform tricks. Also, fish learn to anticipate feedings provided they occur at around the same time every day. The goldfish is a freshwater fish and one of the earliest fish to be domesticated, and is one of the most commonly kept aquarium fish. There are about 300 different species, some of which are only alive in aquariums because, well, they've been bred to be adorable rather than hardy. How ready are you for life in the wild if you've been bred to be fat, slow, and super bright orange? But let's get back to how we know goldfish can remember stuff. A couple of studies into goldfish memory have proven that they remember things for much more than just 3 seconds. In the first study, scientists added a lever to a goldfish tank, which dispensed food when pressed. So the goldfish learned to press the lever and regularly returned to get more food. Next, scientists fixed it so the lever would only work during a certain hour each day. And the fish learned to come back each day around that time. Another study used sound. Every time the goldfish were fed, a sound played, which caused them to associate that sound with food. The fish were then released into the general population for a few months, then they played the sound again, and the fish returned to their original feeding place months later. If goldfish memory was just 3 seconds long, they wouldn't be able to remember that pressing the lever dispensed food or that the sound meant food was available. So a goldfish only having a 3-second memory? That's why it's a lie. Getting a flu shot can give you the flu. The stomach flu is the same as the flu. You can only get the flu once a season. Wow, these are all untrue. Let's take them one at a time. You can't get the flu from the flu shot because the viruses that are in the flu shot are inactive. There are tons of tests done on the vaccines before you see it coming at you as a shot. There's one main potential side effect, and that's the injection site becoming red and sore. At the other end of the myth scale, there's the one that says you need to get the flu shot twice per season. Well, that's not true either. One flu shot takes care of you through the flu season. For the flu that's going around each year. Or flus. You know it changes from year to year. Next, the stomach flu being the same as the flu. Well, here's the problem with that. Stomach flu isn't really a flu. It's more likely a gastrointestinal virus. The term stomach flu is just an incorrect term, like saying Pluto is a planet. Can you get the flu twice in one season? Yes, you can. And there are different strains of the flu going around each year, so usually they call it type A and type B. Type C, to keep it simple, this year they're immunizing for 3 types of flu. That's what the nurse told me here in Canada. Interesting side fact, when you get the flu shot, it doesn't mean that you're automatically safe from the flu. It can take up to 2 weeks before you're really immunized. Hey, while we're on the topic, sometimes you hear people say, healthy people don't need a flu shot, and healthy people can't die from the flu. Well, here's the problem with that. Healthy people who don't get a flu shot can still get the flu, and they can carry the flu and spread it around. So if you have any young children or seniors around you, they could catch the flu from you. Maybe you thought you were healthy, but then you get something that totally wrecks your immune system. Then you get the flu on top of that. Now, you can't get the flu from being outside without a jacket and with wet hair, but you can catch it from someone who has the flu. And people do die from it, like 30-something thousand a year. Many more are hospitalized. If you worry about the cost of the vaccine, think about the cost of having hundreds of thousands of people in the hospital fighting the flu, a preventable illness. For most of us, the flu is just an unpleasant thing that just knocks us out for a couple of days. But to say it can't be deadly, well, that's just a lie. And finally, men think about sex every 7 seconds. Well, they don't. That would be 514 times an hour. How could you get anything done? Does that include when you're asleep? What about when you're eating? There's no real research that shows men thinking about sex that often. It's a made-up statistic that people like to quote, because it's pretty funny. I remember once hearing that rather than every 7 seconds, it was 7 times an hour, which seems more plausible, but still, that's a lot. And hey, people are different too, right? Younger people think about sex more than older people. In a Kinsey study, some older people said that they only think about sex once a month. 4% of the elderly said it was less than once a month. 54% of men surveyed said they thought about it several times a day. Maybe that's how 7 came along, because it sounds like several. Now, the Kinsey study asked people of all ages. There was a more recent Ohio study, and it zeroed in on men and women 18 to 25. The study asked people to estimate how many times they have sexy thoughts. And so, you know, it's not super scientific because there's no way to know if these people are telling the truth or if they're counting correctly. How do you really know what people are thinking? But they did ask them to compare it to how much they thought about food and sleep. So the average of the men was 18 times a day. And that's about the same they think about food, but more than they think about sleep. I bet you that sleep number goes up with age. The study did show that men say they think about sex more than women. But every 7 seconds? I'm Jim, and that's why it's a lie. Okay, further explanation department. In episode 9, I was sharing how fiery explosions like those in movies can't really happen in space because there's no oxygen and carbon dioxide to make those types of explosions. Well, several notes came in later from people pointing out that nuclear explosions can happen in space, so I was totally wrong. Well, I wasn't totally wrong, just didn't make the distinction. Let's just say that yes, those people are right, nuclear reactions can happen in space, and we spoke of this in episode 5 when we described that the sun wasn't a fiery ball in the sky, but a ball of nuclear reactions. Whew, well that's cleared up. Also, in episode 10, yes, we know most people go with Neanderthals now, but the announcer Mark said Neanderthals. He just wanted to say it that way. He's a stubborn bugger. But it's not really wrong, just like pronouncing it GIF or JIF. But I'll tell you one thing, it's kilometer. It's not kilometer. It's 1,000 meters, not 1,000 meters, so it's kilometer, right? It's pronounced kilogram. Kilogram, kilometer. It's not kilogram, so then it must be kilometer. Okay, sorry, got a little carried away there. Anyway, if you'd like a lie explored, please send it my way. Comment on iTunes. Mark in all 5 stars. That'll be our code. You can search us up on Podomatic. And Why It's a Lie is on Facebook. So please give us a like and join. I don't post too much stuff. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.